walking all alone in the southern rain. By graveyards and battlefields that blood still stains. Back to a time when the angels came, walking all alone in the southern rain. In the forest and the fields, so many men were killed. I can hear their cries still echo through these hills. And that was a time when the angels came, walking all alone in the southern rain. And the angels came down to the fallen men, and they held their hands as they prayed for them. They carried their souls beyond the moon and the sun, all the way to heaven, one by one. The angels work so hard.
Welcome back. Hi on the outdoors. We're in our bunker. I'm your host, Ray I, with the vocal vlogger, Maddie G and Peanut. This is our remembrance and tribute to our men and women in uniform that gave their all for our freedom. Memorial Day weekend, be careful out there. The woods, the waters, the lakes. And remember why we enjoy the freedoms we have today. Right, Vogler Vogler?
Yeah. I'm proud of this show. The angels, you did a good job.
Angels came down. Yes, indeed. Wow. What a morning. Kind of tough through those first segments. Maddie G, I want to thank you for doing a great job this morning. Didn't get to speak to you at all. It's good to see you. I want you to have a great holiday weekend and everything going good with you, brother.
I'm just living the dream as always.
That's what I wanted. I just wanted to hear that voice this morning. Hey, we got special guests on the line.
Good folks.
Great, great sponsors of the show. One of the reasons that you all get to hear this program every week and the podcast and all the stuff that we do.
We're going to run out and talk about some guns. Yes, indeed, boys and girls. Mossberg. On the line with us, we have the lovely Linda Powell from Mossberg Media Relations. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Ray.
Thank you for joining us. Appreciate you having the time to visit with us this morning.
It's always a pleasure to spend time with you.
Tell us about this 590 Shockwave.
You know, the Shockwave was actually, that platform was introduced last year, but since then we have added, we started with the 12 gauge, then we added the 20, and new this year is the 410 bore, which in my mind makes it just the perfect home defense platform if you think about it, low recoiling. You know, you don't have to worry about over-penetration inside the walls of your home. And, you know, pretty much anybody in your household can handle the 410, too. And the beauty of the Shockwave is it's short, it's compact, it has that bird's head grip, which makes it very comfortable to control, and it also has a strap on the fore end. So, again, just an ideal platform. And we also took it to the next level by adding our MadFed platform to it. So now you've got this short, compact, shotgun-like platform that accepts magazines. And a first for shotguns, it's a dual-fed magazine. So, you know, you have capacities of 5, 10, 15, and 20 rounds. And you might say, why do I need that for home defense? But it does give you lots of versatility. And there are other applications as well. If you're a competitive shooter, then it might be a platform you might want to take a look at.
Yeah, I love the concept of the magazine like that. Our listeners, they can't see the shotgun, but tell them how it looks, because it's not a regular stop on this particular gun, you know?
No, it's not. You know, first of all, like I said, it's short. Its overall length is only about 26 and a half inches. The stock is not meant to be shoulder mounted.
Right.
If you can imagine kind of like a bird's head or neck, so it kind of has that little bit of an angled grip to it. And it, Some people might be familiar with traditional pistol grips where it comes right back into the palm of your hand. The beauty of this design is the recoil actually doesn't, you know, impact your hand. It's more of a natural recoil in action, so very comfortable to shoot. It's got kind of a funny, what we call the corn cob forend that has a strap on it. So it's definitely unique looking, and people kind of look at it and go, what is that? But once you shoot it and understand the application and how it works, it's really, like I said, just a great home defense platform. People don't always think of Mossberg as being in other areas beyond shotguns, but we've been in rifles for a number of years, including AR rifles. And so we had actually developed an adjustable match trigger that we supplied in a couple of our AR platforms, the MMR Tactical and the MMR Pro. But we said, why would we not offer that as an accessory? Because one of the first things that people do, usually when they get an AR rifle, is change out the trigger. So we partnered with Jerry Mitchell, which I'm sure is that name's familiar to most. He's a world-renowned three-gun shooter. And Jerry helped us design this trigger, and he actually uses it in shooting competitions himself, but it will easily drop into standard AR-15 or AR-10 rifles, and it's adjustable 3 to 6 pounds, and you can take your standard rifle, and this simple upgrade will turn it into an incredibly accurate rifle.
When we talk about the hunting guns, there's also, you've added the 930 and 835 Ultimag multi-purpose and field models. Tell us a little bit about those.
That's right. We always go back to shotguns,
yeah,
because Mossberg is known for that.
Right.
But what we did, you know, a lot of people say, you know, I'd love one shotgun to do it all, and we think that's what we've done with these two. Our 930 is our 12-gauge semi-auto shotgun, and the 835 is our pump-action 12-gauge shotgun. It is a 3.5-inch gun. And what we've done is off of both of these, and what I consider kind of the versatile barrel length, that's a 26-inch barrel length. It comes with interchangeable choke tubes, and it's fully camoed in Mossy Oak bottomland camo, which makes it ideal for whether you're going to be in the dove field, waterfowl hunting, turkey hunting. So truly, one shotgun can do it all.
Okay, Mossberg is in Cabela's, Bass Pro, and a lot of stores, Denny Dennis Dunn's. We could go on and on, all the stores, Buckeyes, that we have in the area. But Linda, how about your website for more information about all your products?
Absolutely. Check out our website at www.mossberg.com.
It's so good to get you back on the show. We haven't had you on in a while. And the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame, there's somebody that I know that is well, well deserving of this, and I wanted to congratulate you this morning. Congratulate you today on being inducted to the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame. Could you tell us what that means to you?
You know, they're really, it's hard to put into words how you feel. I mean, when I think of legends, I think of people like you, Ray, and I really was struggling with how I fit into to that concept, but Gary was very gracious in explaining to me that, you know, first of all, it's kind of unique being a woman in the role that I
yes.
am. Out promoting a gun company. Also, it goes back to the fact, you know, I didn't grow up hunting and shooting. I didn't discover my love for the outdoors until later in life. And I'm just very fortunate that I've had a 20-plus year career now in the outdoor industry with Mossberg now and previously with another gun company. So, you know, I've
yes.
just truly been blessed. I told Gary, I said, the only way I can accept this award is if I can acknowledge all the people that helped me along the way, because I truly wouldn't be where I am today if it was not for mentors like you and many others in the industry that have helped me to accomplish what I have. So
yes.
I'm just very, very humbled and grateful to be recognized.
Very well said, and a big congratulations, of course, for me, and hugs and kisses. And all of us have to say it's well-deserved. You need to be there. What some people may be overlooking is the thousands upon thousands and thousands of outdoor media that has been generated in magazines, television, radio, to your hard work.
Taking a positive message of shooting, hunting in the outdoors to millions.
And all the young women, the lady hunters, the guys, the men that you have inspired in hunting, the things that you do, don't overlook those things, because you've made a major impact in the outdoor industry and the outdoor hunting world. And we
yeah.
love you, and
thank
we think
you.
You're one of
thank
the best,
you,
if not the best. You're the kind of gal that hunts a bear with a switch. I mean, you're bad to the bone, girl.
Well, you know, I laugh. People say that once I discovered hunting, it's like they created a monster.
Yeah, yeah.
Linda, give us your website.
Go to www.mossberg.com.
Well, thank you, lovely Linda. Looking forward to seeing you in our next hunting camp, and always enjoy visiting with you. And you're just doing a great job out there. I don't think Mossberg could have got any better representative for their company than Linda Powell.
Thank you so much, Ray. I appreciate it. Look forward to visiting with you soon.
Thank you, Linda. See you down the road.
Thank you. All right, take care.
Thanks for joining us for Eye on the Outdoors, award-winning radio show.
Mossberg Quality Firearms, Indian Creek Shooting Systems, Quality Waterfowl and Turkey Choke Tubes,
Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company, home of the best damn beef jerky. Go to DoveCreekWagyu.com.
Thanks for joining us, and always be a positive role model for hunting, gun ownership, and conservation. We'll see you next time around the campfire. Be safe out there in the woods and on the water. Say goodbye, Peanut.
Still today, but there ain't no doubt I love this land.